If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this selection from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
You know, when I came in this morning, there were actually some flurries falling. And, you know, it seems like the time of year when you just can't help but... Wait, I'm sorry, I could be wrong here, but I think I smell some smoke, and that can mean only one thing. It's time for Yubert! Welcome to the Burn Zone. We got a lot of topics to sizzle through, but not a lot of time. Over here is the burner. Let's turn on the gas and load her up. Woo! Hello, nurse. First up, the three wise men. Who even are you? If I found out my infant son had three adult male friends, I'd have questions. Oh, good. Baby Jesus's fully grown bros are here. And these gifts you brought. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Just what a baby wants, myrrh. Honey, the baby's crying. Get the myrrh. Did you forget you were buying for a newborn? Next time, just hook a brother up with a binky, a blankie, and a baby Bjorn. I'll see you guys wandered around all night trying to find a baby? That's not a Bible story. That's an episode of Law & Order SVU. Three wise men, wise up to this. You burn. Mistletoe, the Bill Cosby of plants. Sideburn Cosby.
Sideburn.
Mistletoe is the tradition that answers the question, what if Tinder was just some leaves? Also, this is a holiday spent mostly with extended family. Do we really need to incentivize on-the-mouth kissing? And no one's gone to the bathroom for 45 minutes because weird cousin Gary's been lurking in the doorway. Mistletoe? More like mistle-no, you burnt. Christmas carolers. So wait, you're telling me I get to pause the basketball game I had on and... watch an a cappella concert I didn't ask for? Sign me up. Also, carolers, can someone please tell me what I'm supposed to do while you're singing? Do you want eye contact? Do you not want eye contact? Do you want me to sing along? Because I do not know Good King Wenceslas. I don't even know how to say it. Wenceslas? Wenceslas. Wenceslas. Get an easier to say name, King. But seriously, thank you so much. Without you, I didn't know where I would hear Christmas music this time of year. By the way, lady in the back, if the scarf guy next to you is your husband is gay. Hey, carolers, get off my porch before I deck you right in the halls. It's beginning to look a lot like Yubert. Candy canes. Finally, an after-dinner mint that doubles as a choking hazard. Merry Christmas, kids. Now suck on this minty fish hook for a while till it breaks off and gores the inside of your mouth. Candy canes, the only thing you're good for is after sucking you for a while, I can use you as a prison shiv the next time weird cousin Gary tries to get handsy under the mistletoe. Double burn, cousin Gary. Candy canes, go suck yourself. You might. Stockings. Hey, whose idea was it to hang flammable clothes over the fireplace? Are we trying to frame Santa for arson? And why is it the good kids get things in their stockings? It should be the bad kids. Kevin, you've been a real ass ache all year, so here you go, an old sock filled with batteries and Tic Tacs. By the way, if anyone could use the Tic Tacs, it's that creep Cousin Gary, Triple Burn Gary.
How is he not in prison?
Hey, Stockings, you stink and you bite. Snow days, man. Snow days are the best. Waking up to hear the guy on the radio saying school's canceled and coming downstairs all sock-footed to see Mom's already made some hot chocolate. Staying cozy, then getting all bundled up, heading outside to throw snowballs at the garage. And that's why snow days are this week's Unburnable. Stay frosty, my friends. Gingerbread houses! Hey, gingerbread houses, let's call you what you are. Shoddy building materials put together using child labor. I don't know if that's frosting holding this house together or snot, because little Tommy's coughing up a storm, and I've never seen him wash his hands in his life. Gingerbread houses, ya boy!
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.